And now, James Gravel.
The psalmist once wrote, "Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Psalm 119, verse 11. This single passage shows us the importance of learning and obeying God's word. When Jesus Christ began his public ministry, one of his main tasks was to teach people the truth of God's word. He taught on trails, on plains, on mountainsides and seas, wherever people would listen. And he taught as one possessing authority. After hearing his discourses, the only thing the people who heard him could say was, "No man ever spoke like this man." John 7, verse 46. Christ's teaching did not cease when he returned to heaven. He trained others, apostles and disciples, to continue the task he began. In Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus gave them mandate to go into the uttermost parts of the earth to proclaim the gospel of salvation through preaching and teaching. Acts 5, verse 42 informs us that they did this on a daily basis. The eventual result was additional disciples who then were likewise rooted and grounded in the fundamental truths of God's word so they could teach still others. In Acts 2, on a single day, in a single city, over 3,000 people became Christians as a result of such teaching. We see from passages such as Acts 4, verse 18, and Acts 5, verse 28, that the public teaching of God's word was so effective that even though Christianity's bitterest enemies desperately tried to prohibit it, they could not. As Peter and John told the Jewish rulers in Acts 4, verse 20, "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Christianity's message was too powerful for even its most formidable foes to diminish or defeat. 21 centuries later, it still is. The central theme of the cross is still vibrant and forceful. But today, as then, Christianity's success is dependent on the dedication and honesty of those to whom the gospel message has been entrusted. We must have the same attitude as the prophet Balaam, who said, "I must take heed to speak only what the Lord has put in my mouth." Numbers 23, verse 12. We must not ignore, add to, or take from God's word.